This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare and Health News channels. Don't forget, we are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Glenn Stream, MD, President and Board Chair of Family Medicine for America's Health. Today, Dr. Stream, we'll discuss the Health is Primary campaign and its efforts to transform healthcare within the United States. Dr. Stream, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome and certainly appreciative of your time. So for starters, tell us, how is the return of the family doctor a good thing for the patient, doctor, and for the U.S. healthcare system to get started today?
What we found is that as our healthcare system has gotten more complex and there's more testing and treatment options, it's even more important for individuals and families to have a trusted family physician, somebody that they know and trust and who knows them well and their personal values and wishes for their healthcare, that can help them really decide what it is they want in their health and treatment and perhaps what they don't want. And there's so much in the way of testing and treatment options, not all of which actually contributes to people's health. And so having that family physician in their corner really helps. And by encouraging them to have indicated testing and treatment in the best interest of their prevention and wellness, that also is good for the healthcare system, just as avoiding unnecessary treatment avoids unnecessary costs.
Also, if you would, Dr. Stream, describe how the healthcare system used to be focused and how it's transitioning to something very different.
Yeah. Well, you know, years ago, there was only, you know, your primary general doctor, maybe a few specialist surgeons and such. But with subspecialization, because of the complexity of modern medicine, we've gone through a time where folks often didn't know where to go if they had a symptom. You know, my stomach hurts. Is that a gastroenterologist or a surgeon or a urologist? And often folks being evaluated by their personal physician, their primary care doctor, can identify the cause and the appropriate treatment in 85 or 90% of cases, and then when specialty care is needed, then to coordinate that. So that's really sort of how we've come full circle back to needing a family doctor to coordinate our health and to assist in the planning of our health and wellness.
What advances are modern primary care offices making currently to improve care and also to keep costs reasonable?
Yeah, a couple of things. I would put them both in sort of the care design and delivery and in the actual clinical medical care part. Primary care practices, family doctors' offices are doing more in the way of testing and treatment right in their office. That's a good convenience for patients, but also using technology to change how we deliver healthcare, allowing people to ask questions or have medicines refilled online or to make appointments online, using technology to reach out to folks when they're due for needed services, like, you know, this time of year, emailing or texting patients to remind them of the importance of getting their influenza immunization. Sometimes it's those reminders or prods from our family doctor that reminds us to do those important things that help keep us healthy. By doing that, we do also help address the very serious cost problem in healthcare. Not everything requires a visit to the doctor's office and the time and expense involved, both for the practice and for the patient. I have patients who send me their blood pressure readings that they've taken at home, and they're under good control, and I can refill their medication and discuss plans for their treatment, and we can do that through a secure messaging type of communication and not have to have them take away time from home or family or work to come to the doctor's office. So it's things like that.
Today we are visiting briefly with Dr. Glenn Stream, MD, President and Board Chair of Family Medicine for America's Health, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Stream, what options are available to patients who want to see a doctor but have a high deductible plan?
You know, this is a real challenge for folks when they see the value and importance to them of having a good primary care, or they have a minor illness and yet have a high deductible. So, ideally, folks would establish with a family physician or other primary care clinician in what we call an advanced medical practice or patient-centered medical home that is coordinated to deliver this kind of care. The challenge is the insurance model of paying for healthcare doesn't always work well for primary care in that way. So we're seeing more practices doing what we call direct primary care, where they have individuals or families sign up more on a membership model like you would for the health club. You pay a certain amount per month, and that gives you access to the primary care doctor and clinic when needed. So we're seeing more practices do that, in part, I think, to assist folks who have the situation you described, Eric, with the high deductible, but they need to pay for sort of their more basic and primary health care needs. But also, a lot of physicians are just frustrated with this insurance model of paying for healthcare, and it's an opportunity for the practice to work around that and often better serve its patients. Often, folks that have a high deductible and have a minor urgent need also take advantage of a retail clinic or an urgent care, and often they get excellent care for that minor problem. But the disadvantage is they're not building that relationship with their family doctor over time that becomes so important later if they have a more serious illness or develop a chronic health problem that needs management on an ongoing basis. They haven't had a chance to build up that relationship in advance. So if folks need that kind of convenient care, it's better if it's coordinated with their sort of medical home base.
Certainly valuable information. It certainly makes a lot of sense as well. Lastly, what other throwbacks from old-fashioned healthcare are making a comeback?
I think a really important one, I don't know if it's a throwback or a new sort of new invention, but there's a concept in medicine called shared decision making. And that is for the physician, whether that be a family doctor or primary care doctor or a specialist of some kind, to provide the best information to folks about their medical condition and what their options are for treatment, and have them actively participate in the decision about what treatment to have or not to have. And it takes a couple of forms. One is making sure that people get important necessary screening. Often people are reluctant to have a mammogram or a colon screening test, and yet in a discussion with their personal physician whose opinion they trust, they might decide for themselves that is important to them. I think equally important is when people have medical conditions and think they need a treatment or testing of some type, but perhaps they don't. So there's an entire campaign, it's sponsored by the American Board of Internal Medicine Foundation, called Choosing Wisely, and it's to provide information as background to this informed decision making, so that folks do understand some of the medical science and limitations and are more understanding of when testing and treatment is necessary, and often when it's better avoided, not just for cost savings, but sometimes unnecessary testing and treatment has potential harms. So I think that evolution of the engagement between patients and families and their family doctor to have those really informed discussions in many ways is a throwback to that more personal relationship of years past between families and their doctor.
Certainly have appreciated your time, Dr. Stream. Really important information for the listeners to help us prepare accordingly moving forward. Where can our listeners find more information on Health is Primary campaign?
So thanks, Eric. We have, for our Health is Primary campaign, we have a website, healthisprimary.org, and its goal is to educate the public and provide resources to them so that they understand for themselves the importance of having a personal physician, having a family doctor. It makes a difference to their own health and the health of their families, and honestly, to the health of communities in our entire country if everyone had that personal physician, a family physician to go to. You know, as we face periodically periods of time where our healthcare system is being reexamined, and after the recent election, I think we're facing a time like that, it's important for patients to understand that they're a critical stakeholder in the healthcare system. And so the goal of our Health is Primary campaign is for folks to understand and to know how they could engage in ways where they can be an advocate for the important primary care foundation to our healthcare system. So that's, again, healthisprimary.org.
Once again, Dr. Stream, we certainly appreciate your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have yourself a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me, and thanks for helping spread the good word about the importance of people being involved in their health and having a good family physician to help them.
It certainly is our pleasure, and that is what we're here for. We have been speaking with Dr. Glenn Stream, MD, President and Board Chair of Family Medicine for America's Health. And for more information in all regards, visit healthisprimary.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.